Blade liked to vary his inspections. Sometimes he would stick to one planetary sector. Other times, he would travel across an entire region. On one trip, he might visit Rimsus in numerical order. Another time, he'd hit only the even or odd-numbered ones. There were a dozen of the emergency medical bases, one for practically every major battlefront, spread far and wide over Tan Lasso. There was no way he could see them all in a single visit, unless he was willing to stay on the ground for a month of constant travel. Republic Mobile Surgical Units, RIMSUs, were technically able to pick up and move quickly, either to avoid danger or to follow the advance or retreat of the front lines. Once established, however, the units tended to stay put for weeks or months, and some of them were still in the same spot where they'd been initially dropped. As the land speeder ferrying him from the area's temporary hub spaceport approached the current location of RIMSU 7, Blade watched faint speckles of reddish spore dust glitter over the vehicle's transparent steel canopy. The unit was just ahead. They'd covered the 200 or so kilometers of marshland and bayous, separating it from his landing pad quickly.
RIMSU 7, Admiral, sir, the driver said.
Blade nodded. He had been here before, though it had been several months at least. The place looked like all the others. Only the location and the local graffiti marked it as different. Well, that, and the fact that his partner in crime, Philba the Hutt, was based here. They approached the perimeter, were challenged by the guard, and admitted through the energy shield. Blade met Colonel Dark Vides, the commander, and each offered up the usual ordained and meaningless compliments and comments. Going through the motions, Blade was paying somewhat less than half his attention to the tour. Vides ran a tight ship, he knew, and the Admiral would have been surprised to see anything really amiss. It was time. With the RIMSU Admiral planetside for his tour, there would not be a better opportunity, Den knew, to spring his trap for Philba. To see the larcenous Hutt's many crimes finally brought to light. The embezzlement and usury and countless other illegal appropriations that Den had diligently discovered over the past several weeks, both through the HoloNet and by skillful interviews with the staff, all revealed right under Admiral Blade's nose. What could be more fitting or more satisfying? Den leaned back on his form cot and smiled. Payback would be sweet. Over the hypersound speakers came the martial strains of the Republic Anthem's first stanza, the music traditionally played whenever a ranking officer or visiting dignitary was present. Of course, Den was a non-com, so he was not technically obligated to turn out with the others. Still, no harm in showing a little courtesy. He emerged from the tent, blinking, and, as always, slightly astonished at the stifling, sodden heat, and saw the officers, enlistees, and medical personnel lined up for inspection. The clone cohort was separate. Their gleaming black-and-white armored forms, all exactly the same height and body type, standing at attention in rows that, if not perfect, couldn't have been off by more than a millimeter at best. Admiral Blade stood before them. The reporter came to a stop not far from the officer's line. He could see Philba, not exactly hard to miss, looking like something a space slug sneezed out. The best time to drop his bombshell would be during the inspection tour, out of Philba's earshot, obviously. Den tried to visualize the look of dismay on the Hutt's face when security came to collect him. Then he noticed the Admiral pause slightly as he passed the Hutt. There was eye contact between the two, a very quick glance, something that, unless you'd been an investigative reporter with your sensors attuned by years in the field, was virtually unnoticeable. But Den noticed it. Most interesting. It was a lot to read in a single, almost subliminal glance. It might be nothing more than distaste for Hutt's in general that had caused Blade's look, but Den Durr was adept at what he did, and he had learned to trust his reporter's instincts. Maker knew they had been hard enough to come by. And the more he thought about it, the more sense it made. The deeper his investigations into Philba's malfeasance had gone, the more obvious it had become that the Hutt couldn't be handling a black market operation like this by himself. He had to be getting help from higher up. Den just hadn't realized how high up the help was. Of a moment, he did a fast revision of his plans. The Admiral dismissed the troops and personnel. Colonel Vides, accompanied by Captains Vondar and Yant, joined Blade to walk him through the operating theater. Sooner or later, Blade would find time to speak to Philba alone, and Den was determined that they wouldn't be as alone as they thought they were. Back in his cubicle, Den pulled a small box from under the bed, thumbed the recognizer lock, and opened it. It was time to bring out the big guns. Or rather, the small ones. The smallest one, in fact. And it wasn't a gun, though it did shoot. Den held the tiny device close to his eyes and admired it. It was a tiny spy cam, disguised as a flying insect known as a moon moth. The entire thing barely covered his thumbnail, but its biomimetic design allowed it to fly about undetected, letting its operator hear and see everything its sensors could pick up, from up to 10,000 meters away.
"Off you go,"
he murmured as he activated the device. The moon moth flew through the open entrance and vanished as Den slipped on the virtual headset that would allow him to control it. He let himself enjoy the feeling of flying for a few moments, climbing high over the base for a panoramic view of the swamp, then swooping down low to buzz one of the many clones in sight. Then he leveled out and headed for Philba's domain. The door was shut, but there were plenty of tiny openings where the heat-warped plasteel was joined with the duralloy framework. He squeezed the moon moth through one. Not a moment too soon. Blade was already there, facing the hut, and from the looks on both their faces, Den didn't expect either one to whip out hollows of the kids anytime soon. He steered the bug cam to a landing on a nearby shelf. Philba had evidently prepared for this confrontation by finishing most of a keg of what looked like Alderanian ale. His skin folds had that rubbery look that huts got when drunk. Blade, on the other hand, was not at all intoxicated, unless anger could be considered an intoxicant. He was speaking in a low-level tone and seemed, to Den at least, ready to slice and dice Philba. Den turned the gain up on the sound enhancers.
"Things are too hot right now. I don't want Black Sun coming back anytime soon. Until this affair with their missing emissary is settled, we have to lie low."
"Easy for you to say,"
the hut rumbled.
"Your profit margin's far higher than mine."
He took another mighty swig of the ale. Despite his distended gut, he was evidently nowhere near capacity.
"I'm taking all the risks, and you're getting all..."
"There'll be no profits for either of us if Black Sun moves in, you bloated imbecile. If you've a brain buried anywhere in all that blubber, you'd understand that."
"Insults,"
Philba sneered, waving his jug about.
"All I ever get. I deserve more for my part in this. I deserve..."
Blade was suddenly across the room and at the hut's throat. He moved so fast that the moon moth had only registered a blur.